Country Pop FM.
I'm gonna say, Tackle Today's Almanac.
Hello, bellman. Would you please pick up my bags?
Would you like a mint on your pillow, sir?
I would like a pillow on my mint.
Turn down service?
Well, I've been turned down before.
So have I. During turn down service.
Yes.
8:37. Here we go. Almanac today. We are playing Almanac Trivia for the Leroy Parnell tickets. Congratulations, Scott Johnson, Burnsville.
Sure, Scott.
For the Susie Boggess victory.
You're going to love it.
We'll give away Leroy Parnell tickets. And the beauty of the whole Almanac Trivia, I have not come up with the question yet. It's whatever comes up. I may say something that's not on the list of events or birthdays.
Okay.
Might be something that I spew just off the cuff. So you have to listen to everything.
Don't spew, Jim. It's
spewing
not becoming.
Is bad.
It's not becoming of you.
Friday, September 22nd, 265th day of the year, 100 days. We're exactly 100 left to go. We'll
wow.
be in double digits beginning tomorrow. 1692. Juries get hung, witches get hanged, and 8 people were hanged for witchcraft in Salem, Massachusetts. Hanged is the acceptable past tense of hang, AP style.
People were weird back then.
AP style, you say hanged, just kind of like pleaded and pled.
Right.
AP style, when somebody in past tense pleads guilty, they pleaded guilty. They didn't plead guilty. They pleaded guilty. That's AP style.
Well, Bobby, I hope I just kind of made that point clear.
They were the last hangings of the Salem witch trial back in 1692. I guess this was the day to be hung because 1776, this date, the British hanged Revolutionary War officer Nathan Hale as a spy. Go to Hale. That isn't what he said. That's what he wanted to say. He said this. This was much more quotable and probably more of an effect on history there, Brad. Quote, "I only regret that I have but one life to give for my country." He said that right before he was hanged. So Nathan Hale said that. Alan Hale said this.
Which way did you say, Gilligan?
Can you do a good good skipper?
No, I can't. I had a little time to practice,
I'm sure.
Maybe. I got hooked on the Hank Hill thing.
Which was pretty good, by the way. Preliminary Emancipation Proclamation.
Wow.
Issued by President Abraham Lincoln. This was the preliminary. 1862. 1975.
President Ford is in San Francisco. As he leaves the St. Francis Hotel and walks toward his waiting limousine, a shot explodes from across the street.
Did you hear the shot?
Ford
I didn't hear
is immediately
it, no.
shoved into a presidential car.
And I'm not sure if Hugh Downs heard it either.
Man.
He was always known to be hard of hearing, but he adds a lot of drama. That's Hugh Downs.
Very dramatic delivery, Mr. Downs.
He adds drama to anything and everything. Yeah. He's peeling potatoes and he's adding drama. Sarah Jane Moore attempted to shoot President Gerald Ford. She actually got a shot off. She's the only woman to ever get an active round off in attempting to assassinate a president. Squeaky Fromm didn't even have a bullet, there wasn't even a bullet in the chamber when she attempted, which was like 3 weeks prior to this. It was the same month, September 1975. Gerald Ford saying, "What did I do?"
Right.
What did I do?
All I did was stumble and fall down, and now people want to shoot me.
And that's to his benefit because that's how she missed. He fell down. And the
boy, it's better to be lucky than good.
So that was 1975, Gerald Ford escaping an attempt on his life.
Once upon a time, there were 3 little girls who went to the police academy.
1976. Hello, Angels. Charlie's Angels debuted on this date. 1976 changed the way television was done. 1985.
Hello, Farrah. May I get a...
Now, could we have a great big Farm Aid welcome for Mr. Billy Joel?
Willie Nelson introducing Billy Joel. It wasn't just country acts that were a part of Farm Aid.
I love those Farm Aid concerts. They were awesome.
A concert for America. Champaign, Illinois at the football stadium where the Fighting Illini play. And I guess they're the Fighting Illini, so they fight there, too.
It was not the Crimson Tide of Alabama.
They raised $10 million for troubled farmers. I think Willie and John Cougar Mellencamp and Neil Young said, you know, we're doing all this for Africa.
Right.
You know, within that last year, we need to do something for our farmers and our people here. And they did, 1985. 1986.
Here we go.
Has anybody seen the yellow ribbon?
I don't know. What color is it? Ha! Yeah! I kill me!
There he is, Elf, Gordon Shumway.
How about a cat and tuna fish pie, Willie?
Ha! That's a good one.
Thank you.
Elf debuted. It premiered on this date. It lasted four seasons. I loved Elf.
I did, too. Alien life form.
It was a little far-fetched, but people caught on, and they loved it. That was in 86. And then in 94, this one debuted.
Ooh.
No, oh, no. No, don't. Stop cleansing my aura. Don't just leave my aura alone, okay? I'll be fine, all right? Really, everyone, I hope she'll be very happy.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. To hell with her. She left me.
Friends, 1994 with a big debut. 2003, we lost the second Maytag repairman.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
We lost the great Mr. Carlson from WKRP, Gordon Jump.
No, that was a great episode, the flying turkey.
It's one that is what should be in the time capsule. That is the episode that should be in Voyager 1.
Yes.
As it streaks to find new civilizations.
Clearly
out in the
defining
cosmos.
Immortalization.
Gordon Jump died. He was 71 years of age. Eddie Fisher died on this date in 82, or at the age of 82 in 2010. I'll tell you what, Eddie Fisher, he never went slumming.
No.
When it came to his wives.
No.
His wives. Debbie Reynolds, Elizabeth Taylor, and Connie Stevens.
Can we get an AP clarification on that, please?
The AP style would be wives. Wives, okay. Is the AP style.
Wives.
Wives is what they taught us in elementary. Age of 82 for Eddie Fisher. And we lost Yogi Berra on this day, too.
And they give you cash, which is just as good as money.
Do you have any favorite yogiisms? My favorite, it ain't over till it's over.
And it's over.
I never said most of the things I said. And baseball is 90% mental. The other half is physical.
Yeah.
Those are my three. Do you have any?
All of those.
And when you come to the fork in the road, take it.
Yeah.
Yogi Berra lived to be 90. The Hall of Fame Yankee great. And he was a real character. Game shows, broadcasts. It just didn't matter. Commercials. That was in 2015. Another baseball character is having a birthday today. Tommy Lasorda.
Holy cow.
Still eating pasta at the age of 90. The longtime manager of the Dodgers. Another coach, Lute Olson, basketball Hall of Famer, got his start here at Augsburg. He was the coach at Augsburg, went to Iowa, and then became famous. The University of Arizona men's basketball team won a couple in 83. Police Academy 2, do you remember it?
I remember.
I am your watch commander. When you foul up, and you will foul up, I'm going to be there. Write up a report. Three bad reports, and you're suspended.
Watch out, Hooks. He was good. He was no Tackleberry, but it's Art Matrano, played the captain or the lieutenant or whatever, the commandant.
Right.
In Police Academy 2 and 3, took over for Sergeant Harris.
How do you remember stuff like Tackleberry?
Because I love Tackleberry. He's a big, tough guy with a big gun. Art Matrano is 81. David Stern, he was the former NBA commissioner. He's the one who kind of took the NBA, the National Basketball Association. Some call it just the association, which for me, the association is the group that did Windy. Everyone knows it's Windy.
Stern sat in the back of the boat.
David Stern, 75. Remember her in her cheerleading outfit?
Yeah, can you take this pencil out of my forehead?
Who put it there?
I did.
This is a song that you can't stand, I'm assuming.
You're right. And with a last name like Basil, would she be one of the predecessors to the term Spice Girl?
Tony Basil, 74 today with Mickey, One Hit Wonder. Harold Carmichael, he wore number 17 for the Philadelphia Eagles. He was a tall wide receiver, maybe the tallest to ever play that position. He was 6'7". I remember the Vikings were getting ready to play the Eagles in the 1980 playoffs, after they had beaten the Atlanta. No, they didn't beat anybody. They beat Cleveland to get into the playoffs, and they lost to Houston. Then they played Philadelphia in the first round, and they had two defensive backs. They had one, and then another guy, Tommy Hannon or somebody, was down on the ground, and then John Swain or somebody was like on his shoulders, trying to replicate how tall Harold Carmichael was.
Crazy.
You remember him? He was 68 today. I got some hair rock here for you. Hair metal. Headman for Whitesnake, lead singer. He was also with Deep Purple there, not during their heyday, but he was with Deep Purple before Whitesnake. David Coverdale, 66. Daughter of Harry Belafonte, Sherry Belafonte, 62.
Alone in the dark.
This is Debbie Boone.
Wow.
But now you've come alone.
Another famous daughter. Daughter of Bob Boone, who used to play catcher Philadelphia Phillies and the California Angels.
There's going to be some child on the other end taking notes.
Brother of Brett Boone.
Oh,
all right, Debbie Boone, happy birthday. She's only 61 today. How familiar are you with the Forrester sisters?
Pretty
there,
familiar.
Brad?
Oh, great song.
Oh, yeah.
1/4 of the Forrester sisters. This is June. I don't think she's the oldest.
Second in line.
Do you know the other names?
Christy is one of them. And
another cuh sound.
No.
Rhymes with my name.
Oh. Kim.
Yeah. Neil Freeman, early in his days on Bob FM, used to have a show on the morning show called Know Your Forrester Sisters.
Rips.
Big prizes. It was very extravagant.
I can only imagine.
So happy
birthday.
They did
a great song with the Bellamy Brothers called Too Much Is Not Enough.
Too Much Is Not Enough. That's true. That didn't make the cut as far as featured on the Almanac. 61 today for June Forrester. A lot of great female musicians today.
Right.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, 59 today for Joan Jett. The figure skater, Ty Babylonia, 58. Scott Baio.
This is your last chance. You gonna go out with me?
Maybe.
Al, guess what? I got a maybe.
He was on Happy Days. He loved Joni, and he was also in charge, and he changed his name to Charles, which is very close to Chachi.
Sure is.
Scott Baio, 57. Big Trump supporter, too. He was involved in the campaign and the convention, 57. Bonnie Hunt, 56. She was in the Cheaper by the Dozen movies.
Yeah, and wasn't she also in the Valerie Bertinelli, Mackenzie Phillips show?
No, you're thinking of Bonnie Franklin.
Oh, okay.
Bonnie Franklin was the mother on that show. This is Bonnie Hunt.
Okay.
Who is also in the Beethoven movie. She is 56.
I don't have a picture.
Scared Potter.
You wish.
And Tom Felton, who was the rival of Harry Potter in the early Potter films. Maybe all of them. I don't know.
Is that the blonde kid
Draco,
he wanted to smack upside the head?
Exactly. Tom Felton. He is 30 today.
Yeah.
It's Brad Stern.
All right, here we go. Gone, but not forgotten. Academy Award-winning actor John Houseman, born on this day in 1902.
Smith Barney. They make money the old-fashioned way. They earn it.
That's how they earn it. That's how I do it.
That's right. They earn
it. I earn every dollar I get paid.
Yeah.
I work hard every single second on Bob FM.
Okay.
You never see me in my office just sitting there watching videos.
Stretching the truth.
Drinking Diet Mountain Dew.
John, who are you referring to?
I don't know. I have one a week.
Do you? Okay. He, of course, got the Oscar for the Paper Chase. And reprised, AP, please.
Yes.
For the TV series of the same name.
They're on break.
Okay. 7 days in May and 3 days of the Condor. They earn it. Actor and voice talent, Alan Rocky Lane, born on this day in 1909.
Now, while I'm looking right at you, say something.
Like what?
Anything.
How now? Ground call.
Of course, he was the voice of television's Mr.
He
Ed.
Was.
Yeah.
He was in a lot of B movies, wasn't he? A lot of B westerns.
Yeah, I didn't like Mr. Ed as a kid. It's like, okay, there's better stuff on.
See, that was on before my time, so I know of Mr. Ed. Wasn't a big fan. He was kind of the elf of the day.
Right. Can we get to, like, Batman or something cool?
Alan Rocky Lane. He's mentioned in the Statler Brothers song, Whatever Happened to Randolph Scott? Alan Rocky Lane.
He was not.
He was, too.
Was he?
Look it up.
I can't go there.
Running out of time. Let's
Martha
move on.
Scott, born on this day in 1912, including the credits of Our Town, Ben-Hur, and the Ten Commandments. Remember Bob Lemon?
Oh, yeah.
Should ring a bell. Born on this day in 1920, baseball Hall of Famer. Little Twins reference there. And then former heavyweight boxing champion Ingemar Johansson, born on this day in 1932. They are gone, but not forgotten.
All right, thank you very much. Let's do some fact-checking on the whole fact-checking thing here.
Get on the fact-checking file.
This up. You're thinking of Jim Lemon, who played for the Twins and coached for the Twins.
It's like Bob Lemon.
Bob Lemon, no, he didn't. I make that mistake all the time. Neil, of course, knows exactly what we're talking about.
Well, yeah.
But that was close. I mean,
Neil
has
a bed in the dugout.
You know a lemon is a lemon, then what you do, you make lemonade.
Right. Bob Lemon, I thought he had... Yeah. Jim Lemon?
Wow. There was a Jim Lemon. He played, and one time he was like one of the first or second, they have a second base coach back in the 60s. A guy stood there.
Right.
No, first and third base coach. One of those two.
One of those two.
Might have been a bench coach.
Ready for the infamous sponsor line?
Yes, please.
All right. The Almanac being brought to you by Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. No one knows the country like Kurt Weers. Online at WeSellFarms.com.